USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. San Francisco Mayor London Breed cheerfully gave interviews while partying alongside Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garza. Apparently her own strict mask mandate did not apply in this instance. Breed was spotted at the Black Cat nightclub on Thursday evening by a San Francisco Chronicle reporter who posted a minute-long video showing the mayor, Garza, and singer Rafael Sadiq in no face masks in sight. An Afghan women's rights activist shares details of a recent protest against the Taliban in Kabul.
We went out to do the protest to say no to this Islamist militant group, to show the world our hatred to this group, and to call on the world that we exist.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
General Motors Company Chief Executive Mary Barra said Friday the largest U.S. automaker plans to make changes in its supply chain as it works to address the continuing semiconductor chip crisis that has forced significant production cuts. Barra said in an online interview that they are going to make some pretty substantial shifts in their supply chain. She says that they are looking to buy chips directly from manufacturers rather than through suppliers. Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, one of 27 Republican attorneys general vowing to fight President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, told Newsmax.
For decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was the party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need to elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection closes the Del Rio port of entry because of a migrant surge. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor was supposed to spend 12 and a half years in prison after he shot and killed an unarmed Australian woman who'd called 911 to report what she suspected to be a sexual assault. But the Minnesota Supreme Court just reversed his murder conviction, the first in the state for a police officer, and the decision could end up overturning a murder charge against another infamous officer as well, Derek Chauvin. The state's highest court ruled Wednesday that the third-degree murder charge against Noor should no longer stand because he didn't intend to harm anyone else who was present at the time of the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.